Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sky Uma for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 48-0 over the Fighting Lamar Odoms. Yes, the Rhode Island Rams. J-Lo, you like the Lamar Odom poll?
That's good. I appreciate that, especially coming from a basketball background as myself. I do appreciate the basketball. The nod to the hardwood on a pigskin gridiron day.
Yeah, hey, if there's something I can do to try and get some sort of obscure old professional sports reference, I will do that. Not a Kardashian reference, by the way. This is Sports Saturday. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, Josh Wheeler, and Jonathan Lowe alongside. We're going to focus on some college football probably for the next hour or so. And the question that I brought up before going into the top of the hour was like, is this the ceiling for the Gophers under PJ Fleck? And we got a text from the 507 saying, hey, enough negative about PJ and the Gophers. Can't you say anything positive? It was a 10-second tease going into the top of the hour. I didn't even give any context to the tease. Could it be developing players? Could it be? There are a multitude of different ways that this conversation could go when I set up the tease. And this isn't to poo-poo PJ Fleck. This is not an anti-PJ Fleck conversation, guys. But here's my question. If this is the ceiling for the Gophers, it is a historically conservative offense. We saw that last week against North Carolina. I know PJ will say that, you know, they weren't playing it safe. They were playing it safe. Let's just be honest. They were playing it safe. And they'll drop at least a couple of winnable games every year, sometimes in the non-conference. But 2019, when he had a lot of the recruiting class from Tracy Clay and Jerry Kill, what have we seen that you can develop a quarterback with an offense that can keep up with the big dogs in the Big Ten? because there was a chance to show that you could hang, and we just found out that that year was a fluke. And we thought that Kalik-Makis was really going to thrive in this offense, and it didn't materialize. And you guys are both college football fans, and anybody that's out there, 651-461-9226. I grew up a Gopher fan, right? I grew up cheering for the Gophers. I went to North Dakota State, and I mean, if you want to talk about a place that, you know, has disappointing quarterback play, you could make that argument for North Dakota State, because they had a guy that was drafted in the top three in the NFL just a couple of years ago in Trey Lance, and now I think he's probably like eighth string in Dallas. But if you're happy with a second and third class bowl game, then I guess this is okay.
I think you're forgetting somebody. You're forgetting somebody huge that's bigger than Trey Lance.
Easton Stick?
No.
The guy that was picked third overall
Carson
in the NFL
Wentz,
draft.
Yes. Carson Wentz. Yeah, Mr. Bismarck Century.
Yeah, Mr. literally journeyman quarterback.
Yeah, who was on pace to become NFL MVP.
Now, hold on a second. I'm going to push back on that argument there regarding Trey Lance and Carson Wentz. There have been Heisman Trophy winners that have gone into the league and have flopped, not just struggled, but been absolute complete busts.
Absolutely.
So college quarterbacks sometimes translate well to the NFL. Sometimes they don't. We see it every year. And so the fact that these guys, Carson Wentz and Easton Stick and Trey Lance, have had massive success on the college level doesn't always translate. So saying that there's not quarterback play at North Dakota State, I would disagree with you on that.
Thank you, because I finally wanted somebody to step up for my Bison other than me, because I've been fighting an uphill battle with the Bison respect. But I want to ask you guys, since 2019, I know he was replacing Tim Brewster, and you know, everybody likes to take shots at Tim Brewster.
So easy.
I know. Raise your hand if you have not been blocked by Tim Brewster on Twitter.
Tim Brewster doesn't know my existence, so he wouldn't even find me to block me on Twitter.
Here's the thing about, and I go back to 2019. I felt like that was the opportunity, guys, for PJ Fleck to really take this program. I mean, when you are in a national title conversation, which I got to admit, I never thought that it would happen. You had big time ballers on both sides of the ball. I mean, Rashad Bateman, Tyler Johnson, Tanner Morgan, a running game that wouldn't quit, Antoine Winfield. Like, you had legit NFL talent. You beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, but you couldn't capitalize on that with recruiting classes. You had to row the boat. Like, you were, you were the hot girl at the club that everybody wanted to dance with. Like, everybody was asking you to dance. And then you end up going home with somebody like me. Like, that's not a good look. So here's my question. Have the Gophers missed the boat? Because now you've got the NIL issues to deal with. And you've got the expanding Big Ten network, the Big Ten Conference, where you're adding teams from what used to be known as the Pac-12. I feel like things from here on out are just going to get harder and harder for the Gophers. And if you do get somebody in here, what do you do to turn Minnesota into a destination job instead of a stepping stone? Because that's how I feel people can look at Minnesota, and it's unfair to the Gophers. It's unfair to us. But I feel like Minnesota's not a destination. What can you do to get the Gophers into the top hand of the Big Ten?
This is an interesting dilemma, in my opinion, because we got a team that's a few hours down the road over my shoulder here in the studio.
Yep.
And Henry Lake and I were talking about this last, last week. We were talking about, okay, if you can't develop a quarterback here, then why should you come here? Why do we need you to coach the Gophers? You see a team like Michigan last year that had a good quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, but they, even under Jim Harbaugh, they didn't have the big time quarterback that you saw around the country. They didn't have a Jaden Daniels. They didn't have a Caleb Williams. And then at Iowa, but they won the national championship. Those Michigan, Iowa won 10 games. And the reason they did it was because they bulked up, they ran it down your throat, and then on the defensive side, they held you to under 15 points most of the time. You need the Gophers have had good defenses. They've had quality defensive players in PJ Fleck's time here. It's still a step down from what you have at Iowa. It's still a step down from the athleticism that you have at Michigan and Ohio State.
Agreed.
So you need to either bulk up the defense and bulk up the running game, or you need to develop a quarterback.
And I feel like they're kind of caught in limbo because we know that the Gophers want to run the ball. Like, they're a team that Mo Ibrahim before, I mean, you can even look at, you know, the last several years, like the pipeline of running backs, I feel like the talent has been there.
I feel that they've had very good talent at tight end. They've had very good talent at running back. Mm-hmm. They've had kind of middling talent at wide receiver.
Since Rashad Bateman. I mean, Chris Ottman Bell, I feel, could have been. He didn't hit the ceiling that I feel like a lot of Gopher fans were looking.
Right.
And I don't know if that's because of injury or whatnot.
But the quarterback development has been subpar.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like Ethan Kalik-Makis is kind of the one that we can point to, right? Because, I mean, how much hype was there around this kid? Like, he is going to be the guy, and we're going to throw the ball, we're going to push the ball downfield. And then you look, you're like, where is this pushing the ball downfield philosophy? Where is this? Because I'm just seeing the same old thing. Because as you know, you know, we're keeping an eye on the Iowa State for the Cy-Hawk game, which is extremely popular in Iowa. I mean, two devoted fan bases. The Gophers are not a team that can win a game like Iowa, and how do the Gophers end up creating an identity then, J-Lo? Because you're kind of talking about they're kind of caught in this juxtaposition where you're not quite the big boys like Iowa, you're not quite the athleticism of the Michigan and, you know, Ohio States. How do the Gophers, how do they create that identity? Because I feel like they're just kind of in the middle. And that's the problem.
I think it has to come from the coordinator position. I think it has to come from the offensive and defensive coordinator position where you find somebody that might have a wrinkle that you can develop around. And it may not be, okay, we're going to build these guys up to be first-round picks at the NFL level, but maybe we have a system and we have a process that allows us to take advantage of other folks' weaknesses.
How much of this as well has to be put on recruiting? Because now with the NIL, I feel like that is just really handcuffed the Gophers compared to a lot of other programs in the Big Ten or the Big 18, or I don't even know how many teams are in the Big Ten at this point. Like, it shouldn't be that way because of all of the Fortune 500 companies that we have based out of Minneapolis.
You stole exactly what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
That was exactly – that's on the coaching staff. You got to think that, okay, it's not the same as Tuscaloosa or Iowa City or Norman, Oklahoma, where you have – more devoted businesses that are local that'll go ahead and pony up the money for this. But you can offset that with 3M. You can offset that with US Bank. You can offset that with Target. You can offset that with Best Buy. If you get a slight commitment from those folks and say, hey, we can accept your money now.
Yeah.
We can get deals going to get some of these people in here. And then you could have maybe someone to market your products. Go on commercials like they have these Fansville commercials for Dr. Pepper and all this different stuff. Maybe there's a give and take there you can take advantage of.
Because right now, it was already an uphill battle. But now, I mean, I look at Rutgers based out in, you know, in the East. And then they got UCLA and USC. Guess what? Based in SC, Southern California, LA, Los Angeles, you got two schools that you're going to be competing against. If you go into this recruiting and say, okay, number one, we're not going to be, regardless of NIL, we're not going to be able to compete with some of the other schools in the conference just based on pedigree. So you're already eliminating maybe a third of the recruits. And then you add, okay, well, out of those, the NIL money, we can't compete. Then you're taking off the bottom half. And then I feel like you've got a very small window for the Gophers to operate in where you might have a leg up. But I look at the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and yeah, we've got a lot going on. There's a battle for the entertainment dollar, especially on the, in the sports landscape. But like you're saying, J-Lo, you just cannot convince me that you can't offset some of that with Fortune 500 companies. Like, you know, Oklahoma State, they had T. Boone Pickens. Like, you don't have that one donor that's willing to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to give you millions and millions and millions of dollars.
The prototype is company-wise, is Ray Knight, or Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
And Nike.
Nike, yes.
Out at Oregon. That's the prototype. Maybe you lean on, you find, hey, are there some Gopher grads in the upper management near the CEO level of Target or Best Buy or 3M? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you pull on their alum strings a little bit and say, hey, you know, this is possible now. We're not doing things under the table as much as we used to. It's above board.
You can give them the $50 handshake now. It's
yes.
Okay. Because that used to be the ongoing joke, right?
You can give them the $5,000 handshake.
I mean, I give a $5,000 hand. I'll take a $5,000 handshake. But yeah, what is the answer for the Gophers? Because I don't know, because they are just kind of stuck in this purgatory. 651-461-9226. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, joined by Josh Wheeler and Jonathan Lowe. Stick around. We are 10 minutes away from college football final. Is that what it is, J-Lo? College football final? Want to make sure that I got the gimmick right. Right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. It's a shame we don't have cameras in this studio, because I feel like the most entertaining stuff actually happens when we're off the air. Because we're sitting here talking about football. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, along with J-Lo and Josh Wheeler. You know, we're sitting here talking about football and, you know, whatnot. And then we start, you know, watching a little bit of U.S. Open on one of the four screens here. And then Rebel Wilson, they show Rebel Wilson, the comedian, actress on the screen. And then J-Lo throws out a little nugget, and we end up going down this weird rabbit hole. I don't want to spoil it, J-Lo. I'm gonna let you, since it's your gimmick, I'm gonna let you go ahead and roll with it.
So for those who don't know, I found this, you know, trolling through the internet like you always do, and I found
station approved websites, by the way.
Yes. Always
on the
always
up and
up. Up and up. Yes,
I'll teach you how to clean your browser history.
Thank
later.
You. Yeah. So I found out a little while, you know, this was maybe a couple years ago or something like that, that Rebel Wilson, famed comedian from Pitch Perfect movies, from Bridesmaids, from all sorts of movies,
incredibly
and TV,
funny.
Yes,
incredibly talented.
She has a law degree.
But is she a lawyer?
She is not a lawyer.
Okay.
She was in the process of going to law school and becoming a lawyer, but she does have a law degree.
Okay. See, she doesn't.
And this is, and remember, she's from Australia, so yeah. I think it's a little bit different in Australia.
So I wonder if she could, if that's a law degree, if that's something that she could do it here in the States. I'm interested to know. Maybe that's something that, you know, I don't do anything on a Saturday night, so I'll probably go home and Google Rebel Wilson and make my wife question a lot of my life choices.
Yes. So from this Vogue column that talks about 10 legit celebrities that have law degrees, she said, I thought I'd become an excellent lawyer or politician. She recalled in 2011, I studied law at university and was sort of grooming myself to go into that kind of career. But in 2003.
She's a groomer.
Oh, boy. In 2003, however, she booked a recurring role on the popular Australian comedy series Pizza Fat Pizza.
I mean, who hasn't watched, you know, just been watching Pizza Fat Pizza? It's like Captain, oh my Captain. It's like Pizza Fat Pizza.
So anyway, yes, she has a law degree. A couple other people in this column or article, you want to call it, John Cleese. Of Monty Python fame, John Grisham, the late author, Jerry Springer, of course. He was not only a lawyer, he was a judge.
I think it was a judge. He was also, of course, the mayor of Cincinnati. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was a judge, too. At
yes.
least he was a TV judge.
I know he was a TV judge. I know he was a lawyer. I can't remember whether he was an actual judge. And then Mr. 300, Gerard Butler has a law degree.
No.
And this one might be the most interesting one of all that I saw.
Okay.
Andrea Bocelli. Andrea Bocelli.
No.
Yes.
Andrea Bocelli.
The Italian tenor studied law
like
at the
university. He needs some money. Come on now.
He studied law at the University of Pisa, working for 1 year as a lawyer. So he is actually a lawyer.
Pisa, fat Pisa?
It's a good catch. Yeah, I didn't catch that. Before he turned to music.
Can I ask, what is that a reference to?
Pizza, fat pizza.
Yeah, is that a reference to something?
Yeah, just over the show that Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, it was
on.
A comedy. It's an Australian comedy series. That's where Rebel Wilson got her acting start. Was Pizza, Fat Pizza?
Pizza, Fat Pizza. Wonder if that's on Netflix. Where can I watch Pizza, Fat Pizza?
The dark web.
Go incognito. Pizza, Fat Pizza.
We'll look at that during the break.
We are the home for Pizza Fat Pizza here.
Pizza, your pizza.
For your Minnesota connection to Pizza Fat Pizza.
Pizza Fat Pizza. Well, okay, so it's Saturday. I'm normally not in on Saturday. I love this. Like, Stevie T's my guy. I've been a fan of Stevie T's. We've been buddies for years before I even started here. But I know one thing that you guys have done is, when I agreed to come in and work for Stevie T. I know one thing, Jayla, that you asked, you're like, do you still want me to come and do scoreboard Saturday final? And I'm like, and I just completely butchered it, but college football final. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So what do? We take a break, we come back, and I let you roll?
Sounds like a plan.
Like that, yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's take a break, come back with the weather, and then we're going to let Jayla do his thing. College football final, business is picking up on the gridiron. Right here, News Talk 830 W. Oh, love that music, Bad. That gets you pumped up, right? If I was into exercising and running, I would run through a wall. But I don't like to run, so I'll just sit here and I'll talk about running. Hey, let's get into some college football scores. First of all, in the MIAC, one of the premiers of the D3 divisions, last night, at Edor Nelson Field, just right down the road from here, it was the Valley City State Vikings over the Augsburg Aggies, 24-14. Some games that went final earlier on today. Gustavus at home fell to Whitworth University, 40-7. St. John's, Jason DeRussia had a good time up in Collegeville. He was going to go up there, hang out with some friends. Good day for Jason DeRussia. Good day for the Johnnies, as they honored some of their Hall of Famers. Shout out Carthage College, 49-0. Did not have a score from Concordia up in the Red River Valley. Shields Field at Nemzek Stadium in Moorhead. Concordia was the Cobbers were hosting the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Coming up later on tonight, 6 o'clock, Minnesota Morris taking on McAllister. Crown College and St. Bonifacius at Old National Bank Stadium. They are hosting the Hamlin Piper, the University of Northwestern at Reynolds Field hosting St. Olaf, and it is at Merritt Field in Claremont, California. Carlton taking on Pomona Pitzer. Let's get to some WIAC before we get into the Northern Sun. On Thursday night, it was University of Wisconsin La Crosse. They shut out Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, who didn't have that on their scorebooks, 35-0. It was Carroll over Stout, 28-16. We don't have a score for Stephen Point and Albion out of Michigan. That game in Michigan. River Falls over Alma out of Michigan, 41-35. And, well, we did get a final. It was Eau Claire over Concordia, 21-10. That just popped up. Whitewater, really one of the powerhouses in that level of football. No problem with John Carroll out of Ohio, 34-7. Oshkosh and Wheaton out of Illinois did not have a score for that. And it is Platteville. They are hosting Lakeland later on tonight at 6 o'clock. Let's get to the Northern Sun Conference and games from Thursday. Wayne State up in Moorhead defeated the Dragons 44-17. It was the Augustana Vikings over UMary up in Bismarck 35-13. And Saginaw Valley State over the Winona State Warriors 38-14. That game down in Winona. All of the games in the Northern Sun today are scheduled to kick off later on in about 20-ish minutes down at Southwest State University in Marshall. It is the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs taking on Minot State. It is a Northern State battle of South Dakota in Aberdeen hosting USF. USF with a big win over St. Thomas last week. You've got Bemidji State. They are traveling to Mankato to take on the Mavericks. And then you've got Upper Iowa in Fayette. They are taking on another Concordia, the Golden Bears, out of Concordia, out of St. Paul. And all of, again, those four games out of the Northern Sun, they are scheduled to kick off the one game at 5 between Minot and Southwest. Other than that, the other three scheduled for a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight. All right, J-Lo, I'm crawling over to you. Time for the hot tag, tagging you in.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tubbs. Welcome to a chaotic and frenetic and frivolous and just fun day of getting on the gridiron.
It's a lot of F-words.
That's right.
That's a lot of F-words in a short period of time.
That's right. And that stands for, all it stands for is another Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And let's get it rolling in the Big Ten. We start just down the way, down I-94 a little bit in an instant update from Camp Randall in Madison. Wisconsin is having a struggle with the Coyotes from South Dakota. That's right. The Coyotes just kicked a field goal. 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Wisconsin is up 17-13. Other scores. It is early in the third quarter out in Washington, out in Seattle. That's right. Big Ten territory. Just got keep saying. Keep. It's still weird to say it. Ah, Washington.
You'll get used to it. It'll grow on you.
Yeah.
It'll grow on you.
Washington leading Eastern Michigan 27-6. The Cy-Hawk Trophy up for grabs in Iowa City. Number 21 Iowa leading Iowa State 13-0 early in the third quarter. Midway through the first quarter, Michigan State on the road at Maryland. I'm sorry, it should be in the third quarter now. The timing is wrong on that, but it's in the third quarter. And you have Michigan State leading Maryland 17-14 in College Park in an official conference game. It is Rutgers earlier today. Rutgers defeated Akron 49-17. Number 8 Penn State had to come back to beat Bowling Green. They had a tough time with the Falcons today. 34-27. The Nittany Lions pull it out in the end, get to 2-0.
Didn't Bowling Green have the lead at the half in that game?
They had the lead through the third into the third quarter. They had a control of the game through the first half and into the third quarter, so Penn State finally turned it around. Minnesota, your Golden Gophers, they get off the schneid, get a win. They beat Rhode Island today 48-0 over at Huntington Bank Stadium. Number 3 Texas, number 10 Michigan in the game of the day. Wasn't really a game at all. The Longhorns go into the Big House and shut down the Wolverines 31-12, the final.
J.J. McCarthy wouldn't let that happen.
No, he wouldn't. Well, maybe he would.
Maybe he would.
That Texas team is really talented. Number 19, later tonight, it'll be number 19 Kansas on the road in Champaign to take on the fighting Brett Bielema's of Illinois. The intrigue of the night will be in Lincoln. Coach Prime is coming to town, y'all. Colorado and Nebraska, a 6:30 kickoff with a lot of eyeballs on NBC tonight. Number 2, Ohio State, they'll be at home against Western Michigan. Number 7, Oregon, will take on Boise State and Eugene. Number 13, USC, will host Utah State. Last night, Indiana, they just bum-rushed Western Illinois. 77-3 the final there. And Northwestern takes their first loss in their new temporary facility. Duke comes in and wins in double overtime, 26-20. Let's head to the top 25 scoreboard. Right now, in the third quarter, early third, number 11, Utah, leading in their first Big 12 conference game over Baylor, 23-3. Number 22, Louisville, is a 35-14 leader over Jackson State, midway through the third quarter there. It is into the second half, and Notre Dame is having a fight. The number 5 Fighting Irish taking on Northern Illinois, those pesky Huskies I believe it's from Rockford in Northern Illinois. I'll have to check that out. midway through the third quarter, Notre Dame just went ahead. They were down at the half, 14-13, the Irish with the ball and the lead. Number six, Ole Miss, having no trouble with Middle Tennessee. They lead 31-0 just about a minute and a half before halftime. Number 16, Oklahoma State, was down 14 points to Arkansas twice. They came back to tie it late. They win it in double overtime. Both field goal kickers miss field goals in the first overtime. Oklahoma State scores in the second overtime, shuts Arkansas down with a fourth and one inside the 10. 39-31 the final. The Cowboys stay undefeated on the young season. Number 23, Georgia Tech, after an impressive win over Florida State a couple weeks ago in Ireland, they fall at the Dome. It's not no longer the Carrier Dome. I'm just going to call it the Dome now, to Syracuse. 31-28 the final. Syracuse 2-0 on the season. Number 17, Kansas State, had all they could handle in New Orleans against Tulane. The Wildcats come back from 10 points down. They win 34-27. Number 1, Georgia, easy win over Tennessee Tech today. It's 48-3. Coming up in a little bit at the top of the hour, number 12, Miami, will host Florida A&M. At 6 o'clock, number 9, Missouri, will host Buffalo.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U, baby. Number 4, Alabama, will be at home against South Florida. Number 18, LSU, will be in Baton Rouge tonight, taking on Nicholls State. The game of the night will be number 14, Tennessee, against number 24, NC State. That is a neutral site game in Charlotte. Number 15, Oklahoma, will be at home against Houston. Number 25, Clemson, will take on Appalachian State. Number 20, Arizona, hosts Northern Arizona. And that is it for the top 25 scoreboard. Now we go to the FCS side. We told you about South Dakota giving Wisconsin all they can handle in Madison. North Dakota State came back from their loss last week to Colorado. They are taking it to Tennessee State at the Fargo Dome today, 38-0 late in the third quarter. Coming up later today, it is let's get a couple of closer scores. North Dakota, in a very interesting game, a very nice game in the FCS level, they'll take on Montana in Grand Forks. South Dakota State will be at home against Incarnate Word. And then Northern Iowa and St. Thomas later today, or I'm sorry, earlier today, over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium in St. Paul, the Panthers come away with a 17-10 win over the Tommies. So the Tommies fall to 0-2 on the season. Panthers go to 2-0.
And there it is, J-Lo, with the college football final. These are kind of some fun games, right? Because I think you guys were talking, well, you know what, let's take a break, come back. Let's kind of piggyback off of a lot of the thoughts we were having earlier about some of the matchups in college football. Great job by J-Lo. Man, guy's got a ton of, he's got a ton of energy. Like, I'm tired just listening to the guy. Yeah, I am. I'm over here thinking about fat pizza, and he's over there just like rolling through football scores like it's nothing. But I'm going to ask these guys a couple of these.
By the way, I did throw in this nugget a couple times.
It's Maryland.
It's Maryland.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I think that was when the Gophers lost to Maryland a couple of years ago, and Lake was just so pissed. He's like, oh, come on, you can't. It's Maryland. Like, I love that. So whenever the Gophers do anything with Maryland, I do that just to troll him. And it's not even trolling, but it's like, it's such a good soundbite. It's such a good soundbite. Hey, we come back. I want to ask these guys a couple of these, about a couple of these matchups that we're seeing here. Early season of FCS, FBS football. This is Sports Saturday. Chris Stubbs in for Steve Thompson, along with J-Lo and Josh Wheeler here in News Talk 830 WCCO. I got a prescription. Got a fever. The only prescription is more J-Lo. More J-Lo.
I don't know.
The world needs more
if this
J-Lo.
Is what you really understand, and if what you really want is more J-Lo. I don't know if you really want that.
It's like, oh my God.
All right, let's put a wrap on this. I
got a fever. The only prescription is more J-Lo.
There's way too many Christopher Walkins in the CCS
studio. Well,
right,
and none of them are good. That's the thing.
No.
You know what else has not been good? Is our local nine. I know that J-Lo, I know that you're a can't. By the way, I loved your answer to H. Lake last night, because you're from Kansas City, you're a Royal guy. And he's asking you, he's like, are you going to root for the Twins? J-Lo's like, no. He's like, you want the long answer? Hell no. So good night for J-Lo, not a good night for the Minnesota Twins. At 5:30, we're going to have pregame, game number two of that series, the Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Still in a dogfight for the second and third wild card. Division may or may not be in play. I'd say probably not for either one of those teams.
So real quick, the Guardians are out west. They're in L.A. taking on the Dodgers. And you think, okay, you're taking on the Dodgers at home. This could be a big help for the teams that are trailing. Cleveland won last night.
Yeah.
So now that takes away one of those helping steps that could get you closer.
The margin of error for both these teams is very small to win the division. I think you almost focus your attention on the wild card if you're both these teams. Make sure that you solidify your spot on the wild card.
And there was an interesting point brought up, and I always say the word interesting. I need to find another word. Intriguing point.
Fascinating?
Fascinating point brought up, yes, on the broadcast. Do you try to avoid getting that first wild card spot and possibly facing the Yankees or the Orioles?
Mm-hmm. I don't...
Or I should say the second... Well, yeah, the second wild card spot, because the first wild card spot will be the Yankees or the Orioles.
Yeah, first one's going to be the whoever doesn't win the American League East. You know, that's something I might ask Bobby Nightingale Jr. when I have him on in about 10 minutes, because we're going to talk some Twins leading up to the pregame at 5:30. I feel like if you get too cute, you could play yourself right out of the postseason, and next thing you know, here comes Boston. Here comes Seattle. Hell, it might even be the Tigers. Who knows? You can't get too cute if you're either one of these teams. I mean, just you got to make the playoffs, right? That's priority number one. Worry about seeding later. So that's what I got to say about that. What did Bobby Nightingale have to say? How ugly was last night? How bad was it? And how can the Twins avoid these offensive lulls? We need Correa. We need Byron. We need Louie in the bullpen. That's next in CCO. CCO.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. Remarkable fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Skyu Ma for the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 48-0 over the Fighting Lamar Odoms. Yes, the Rhode Island Rams. J-Lo, you like the Lamar Odom poll?
That's good. I appreciate that, especially coming from a basketball background as myself. I do appreciate the basketball, the nod to the hardwood on a pigskin gridiron day.
Yeah, hey, if there's something I can do to try and get some sort of obscure old professional sports reference, I will do that. Not a Kardashian reference, by the way. This is Sports Saturday. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, Josh Wheeler, and Jonathan Lowe alongside. We're going to focus on some college football probably for the next hour or so. And the question that I brought up before going into the top of the hour was like, is this the ceiling for the Gophers under PJ Fleck? And we got a text from the 507 saying, hey, enough negative about PJ and the Gophers. Can't you say anything positive? It was a 10-second tease going into the top of the hour. I didn't even give any context to the tease. Could it be developing players? Could it be? There are a multitude of different ways that this conversation could go when I set up the tease. And this isn't to poo-poo PJ Fleck. This is not an anti-PJ Fleck conversation, guys. But here's my question. If this is the ceiling for the Gophers, it is a historically conservative offense. We saw that last week against North Carolina. I know PJ will say that, you know, they weren't playing it safe. They were playing it safe. Let's just be honest. They were playing it safe. And they'll drop at least a couple of winnable games every year, sometimes in the non-conference. But 2019, when he had a lot of the recruiting class from Tracy Clay and Jerry Kill, what have we seen that you can develop a quarterback with an offense that can keep up with the big dogs in the Big Ten? Because there was a chance to show that you could hang, and we just found out that that year was a fluke. And we thought that Kalik Mackus was really going to thrive in this offense, and it didn't materialize. And you guys are both college football fans, and anybody that's out there, 651-461-9226. I grew up a Gopher fan, right? I grew up cheering for the Gophers. I went to North Dakota State, and I mean, if you want to talk about a place that, you know, has disappointing quarterback play, you could make that argument for North Dakota State, because they had a guy that was drafted in the top three in the NFL just a couple of years ago in Trey Lance, and now I think he's probably like eighth string in Dallas. But if you're happy with a second and third class bowl game, then I guess this is okay.
I think you're forgetting somebody. You're forgetting somebody huge that's bigger than Trey Lance.
Easton Stick?
No.
The guy that was picked third overall
Carson
in the NFL
Wentz.
Draft.
Yes. Carson Wentz. Yeah, Mr. Bismarck Century.
Yeah, Mr. literally journeyman quarterback.
Yeah, who was on pace to become NFL MVP.
Now, hold on a second. I'm going to push back on that argument there. Regarding Trey Lance and Carson Wentz, there have been Heisman Trophy winners that have gone into the league and have flopped. Not just struggled, but been absolute complete busts.
Absolutely.
So college quarterbacks sometimes translate well to the NFL. Sometimes they don't. We see it every year. And so the fact that these guys, Carson Wentz and Easton Stick and Trey Lance, have had massive success on the college level doesn't always translate. So saying that there's not quarterback play at North Dakota State, I would disagree with you on that.
Thank you, because I finally wanted somebody to step up for my Bison other than me. Because I've been fighting an uphill battle with the Bison respect. But I want to ask you guys, since 2019, I know he was replacing Tim Brewster, and you know, everybody likes to take shots at Tim Brewster.
It's so easy.
I know. Raise your hand if you have not been blocked by Tim Brewster on Twitter.
Tim Brewster doesn't know my existence, so he wouldn't even be. He wouldn't even find me to block me on Twitter.
Here's the thing about, and I go back to 2019. I felt like that was the opportunity, guys, for PJ Fleck to really take this program. I mean, when you are in a national title conversation, which I got to admit, I never thought that it would happen. You had big time ballers on both sides of the ball. I mean, Rashad Bateman, Tyler Johnson, Tanner Morgan, a running game that wouldn't quit. Antoine Winfield, like, you had legit NFL talent. You beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, but you couldn't capitalize on that with recruiting classes. You had to row the boat. Like, you were the hot girl at the club that everybody wanted to dance with. Like, everybody was asking you to dance, and then you end up going home with somebody like me. Like, that's not a good look. So here's my question. Have the Gophers missed the boat, because now you've got the NIL issues to deal with, and you've got the expanding Big Ten network, the Big Ten Conference, where you're adding teams from what used to be known as the Pac-12. I feel like things from here on out are just going to get harder and harder for the Gophers. And if you do get somebody in here, what do you do to turn Minnesota into a destination job instead of a stepping stone? Because that's how I feel people can look at Minnesota, and it's unfair to the Gophers. It's unfair to us. But I feel like Minnesota's not a destination. What can you do to get the Gophers into the top hand of the Big Ten?
This is an interesting dilemma, in my opinion, because we got a team that's a few hours down the road over my shoulder here in the studio.
Yep.
And Henry Lake and I were talking about this last last week. We were talking about, okay, if you can't develop a quarterback here, then why should you come here? Why do we need you to coach the Gophers? You see a team like Michigan last year that had a good quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, but they, even under Jim Harbaugh, they didn't have the big-time quarterback that you saw around the country. They didn't have a Jaden Daniels. They didn't have a Caleb Williams. And then at Iowa, but they won the national championship, those Michigan. Iowa won 10 games. And the reason they did it was because they bulked up, they ran it down your throat, and then on the defensive side, they held you to under 15 points most of the time. The Gophers have had good defenses. They've had quality defensive players in PJ Fleck's time here. It's still a step down from what you have at Iowa. It's still a step down from the athleticism that you have, yes, at Michigan and Ohio State.
Agreed.
So you need to either bulk up the defense and bulk up the running game, or you need to develop a quarterback.
And I feel like they're kind of caught in limbo, because we know that the Gophers want to run the ball. Like, they're a team that Mo Ibrahim before, I mean, you can even look at, you know, the last several years, like the pipeline of running backs, I feel like the talent has been there.
I feel that they've had very good talent at tight end. They've had very good talent at running back. Mm-hmm. They've had kind of middling talent at wide receiver.
Since Rashad Bateman. I mean, Chris Ottman-Bell, I feel, could have been. He didn't hit the ceiling that I feel like a lot of Gopher fans were looking.
Right.
And I don't know if that's because of injury or whatnot.
But the quarterback development has been subpar.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like Ethan Kalik-Makis is kind of the one that we can point to, right? Because, I mean, how much hype was there around this kid? Like, he is going to be the guy, and we're going to throw the ball, we're going to push the ball downfield. And then you look, you're like, where is this pushing the ball downfield philosophy? Where is this? Because I'm just seeing the same old thing. because as you know, you know, we're keeping an eye on the Iowa State for the Cy-Hawk game, which is extremely popular in Iowa. I mean, two devoted fan bases. The Gophers are not a team that can win a game like Iowa. And it's for, how do the Gophers end up creating an identity then, J-Lo? Because you're kind of talking about they're kind of caught in this juxtaposition where you're not quite the big boys like Iowa. You're not quite the athleticism of the Michigan and, you know, Ohio States. How do the Gophers, how do they create that identity? Because I feel like they're just kind of in the middle. And that's the problem.
I think it has to come from the coordinator position. I think it has to come from the offensive and defensive coordinator position where you find somebody that might have a wrinkle that you can develop around. And it may not be, okay, we're going to build these guys up to be first-round picks at the NFL level, but maybe we have a system and we have a process that allows us to take advantage of other folks' weaknesses.
How much of this as well has to be put on recruiting? Because now with the NIL, I feel like that is just really handcuffed the Gophers compared to a lot of other programs in the Big Ten or the Big 18, or I don't even know how many teams are in the Big Ten at this point. Like, it shouldn't be that way because of all of the Fortune 500 companies that we have based out of Minneapolis.
You stole exactly what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
That was exactly – that's on the coaching staff. You got to think that, okay, it's not the same as Tuscaloosa or Iowa City or Norman, Oklahoma, where you have – more devoted businesses that are local that'll go ahead and pony up the money for this. But you can offset that with 3M. You can offset that with US Bank. You can offset that with Target. You can offset that with Best Buy. If you get a slight commitment from those folks and say, hey, we can accept your money now.
Yeah.
We can get deals going to get some of these people in here. And then you could have maybe someone to market your products. Go on commercials like they have these Fansville commercials for Dr. Pepper and all this different stuff. Maybe there's a give and take there you can take advantage of.
Because right now, it was already an uphill battle. But now, I mean, I look at Rutgers based out in, you know, in the East. And then they got UCLA and USC. Guess what? Based in SC, Southern California, LA, Los Angeles, you got two schools that you're going to be competing against. If you go into this recruiting and say, okay, number one, we're not going to be, regardless of NIL, we're not going to be able to compete with some of the other schools in the conference, just based on pedigree. So you're already eliminating maybe a third of the recruits. And then you add, okay, well, out of those, the NIL money, we can't compete. Then you're taking off the bottom half. And then I feel like you've got a very small window for the Gophers to operate in where you might have a leg up. But I look at the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and yeah, we've got a lot going on. There's a battle for the entertainment dollar, especially in the sports landscape. But like you're saying, J-Lo, you just cannot convince me that you can't offset some of that with Fortune 500 company. Like, you know, Oklahoma State, they had T. Boone Pickens. Like, you don't have that one donor that's willing to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to give you millions and millions and millions of dollars.
The prototype is company-wise, is Ray Knight, or Phil Knight.
Phil Knight.
And Nike.
Nike, yes.
Out at Oregon. That's the prototype. Maybe you lean on, you find, hey, are there some Gopher grads in the upper management near the CEO level of Target or Best Buy or 3M, mm-hmm. You know, maybe you pull on their alum strings a little bit and say, hey, you know, this is possible now. We're not doing things under the table as much as we used to. It's above board.
You can give them the $50 handshake now. It's
yes.
Okay. Because that used to be the ongoing joke, right?
You can give them the $5,000 handshake.
I mean, I give a $5,000 hand. I'll take a $5,000 handshake. But yeah, what is the answer for the Gophers? Because I don't know, because they are just kind of stuck in this purgatory. 651-461-9226. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, joined by Josh Wheeler and Jonathan Lowe. Stick around. We are 10 minutes away from college football final. Is that what it is, J-Lo? College football final? Want to make sure that I got the gimmick right. Right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. It's a shame we don't have cameras in this studio, because I feel like the most entertaining stuff actually happens when we're off the air. Because we're sitting here talking about football. Chris Tubbs in for Steve Thompson, along with J-Lo and Josh Wheeler. You know, we're sitting here talking about football and, you know, whatnot. And then we start, you know, watching a little bit of U.S. Open on one of the four screens here. And then Rebel Wilson, they show Rebel Wilson, the comedian, actress on the screen. And then J-Lo throws out a little nugget. And we end up going down this just this weird rabbit hole. I don't want to spoil it, J-Lo. I'm gonna let you, since it's your gimmick, I'm gonna let you go ahead and roll with it.
So for those who don't know, I found this, you know, trolling through the internet like you always do, and I found
station approved websites, by the way.
Yes, always
approved, always on the
always
up and up.
Up and up. Yes,
I'll teach you how to clean your browser history.
Thank
later.
You. Yeah. So I found out a little while, you know, this was maybe a couple years ago or something like that, that Rebel Wilson, famed comedian. From Pitch Perfect movies, from Bridesmaids, from all sorts of movies.
Incredibly
and TV.
Funny.
Yes.
Incredibly talented.
She has a law degree.
But is she a lawyer?
She is not a lawyer.
Okay.
She was in the process of going to law school and becoming a lawyer, but she does have a law degree.
Okay. See, she doesn't.
And this is, and remember, she's from Australia, so yeah. I think it's a little bit different in Australia.
So I wonder if she could. If that's a law degree, if that's something that she could do it here in the States. I'm interested to know. Maybe that's something that, you know, I don't do anything on a Saturday night, so I'll probably go home and Google Rebel Wilson and make my wife question a lot of my life choices.
Yes. So from this Vogue column that talks about 10 legit celebrities that have law degrees, she said, I thought I'd become an excellent lawyer or politician. She recalled in 2011, I studied law at university and was sort of grooming myself to go into that kind of career. But in 2003.
She's a groomer.
Oh, boy. In 2003, however, she booked a recurring role on the popular Australian comedy series Pizza Fat Pizza.
I mean, who hasn't watched, you know, just been watching Pizza Fat Pizza? It's like Captain, oh my Captain. It's yes. Like Pizza Fat Pizza.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, she has a law degree. A couple other people in this column or article, you want to call it, John Cleese of Monty Python fame, John Grisham, the late author, Jerry Springer, of course. He was not only a lawyer, was he a judge?
I think he was a judge. He was also, of course, the mayor of Cincinnati. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was a judge, too. At
yes.
least he was a TV judge.
I know he was a TV judge. I know he was a lawyer. I can't remember whether he was an actual judge. And then Mr. 300, Gerard Butler has a law degree.
No.
And this one might be the most interesting one of all that I saw.
Okay.
Andrea Bocelli. Andrea Bocelli.
No.
Yes.
Andrea Bocelli.
The Italian tenor studied law at the
University. He needs some money. Come on now.
He studied law at the University of Pisa, working for 1 year as a lawyer. So he is actually a lawyer.
Pisa, Fat Pisa?
It's a good catch. Yeah, I didn't catch that. Before he turned to music.
Can I ask, what is that a reference to?
Pizza, Fat Pizza?
Yeah, is that a reference to something?
Yeah, just over the show that Rebel Wilson
was
on.
A comedy. It's an Australian comedy series. That's where Rebel Wilson got her acting start, was Pizza, Fat Pizza.
Pizza, Fat Pizza. Wonder if that's on Netflix. Where can I watch Pizza, Fat Pizza?
The dark web.
Go incognito. Pizza, Fat Pizza.
We'll look at that during the break.
We are the home for Pizza Fat Pizza here.
Pizza, your pizza.
For your Minnesota connection to Pizza Fat Pizza.
Pizza Fat Pizza. Well, okay, so it's Saturday. I'm normally not in on Saturday. I love this. Like, Stevie T's my guy. I've been a fan of Stevie T's. We've been buddies for years before I even started here. But I know one thing that you guys have done is, you know, when I agreed to – to come in and work for Stevie T. I know one thing, Jayla, that you asked, you're like, do you still want me to come and do scoreboard Saturday final? And I'm like, and I just completely butchered it. But college football final. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So what do? We take a break, we come back, and I let you roll?
Sounds like a plan.
Like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's take a break, come back with the weather, and then we're going to let Jayla do his thing. College football final. Business is picking up on the gridiron. It's right here, News Talk 830 W. Oh, love that music, Bad. That gets you pumped up, right? If I was into exercising and running, I would run through a wall. But I don't like to run. So I'll just sit here and I'll talk about running. Hey, let's get into some college football scores. First of all, in the MIAC, one of the premiers of the D3 divisions, last night at Edor Nelson Field, just right down the road from here, it was the Valley City State Vikings over the Augsburg Aggies, 24-14. Some games that went final earlier on today. Gustavus at home fell to Whitworth University 40-7. St. John's, Jason DeRussia had a good time up in Collegeville. He was going to go up there, hang out with some friends. Good day for Jason DeRussia. Good day for the Johnnies as they honored some of their Hall of Famers. Shout out to Carthage College 49-0. Did not have a score from Concordia. Up in the Red River Valley, Shields Field at Nemzek Stadium in Moorhead. Concordia was the Cobbers were hosting the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Coming up later on tonight, 6 o'clock, Minnesota Morris taking on McAllister. Crown College and St. Bonifacius at Old National Bank Stadium. They are hosting the Hamlin Piper, the University of Northwestern at Reynolds Field hosting St. Olaf. And it is at Merritt Field in Claremont, California. Carlton taking on Pomona Pitzer. Let's get to some WIAC before we get into the Northern Sun. On Thursday night, it was University of Wisconsin La Crosse. They shut out Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, who didn't have that on their scorebooks, 35-0. It was Carroll over Stout, 28-16. We don't have a score for Stephen Point and Albion out of Michigan. That game in Michigan. River Falls over Alma out of Michigan, 41-35. And, well, we did get a final. It was Eau Claire over Concordia, 21-10. That just popped up. Whitewater, really one of the powerhouses in that level of football. No problem with John Carroll out of Ohio, 34-7. Oshkosh and Wheaton out of Illinois did not have a score for that. And it is Platteville. They are hosting Lakeland later on tonight at 6 o'clock. Let's get to the Northern Sun Conference and games from Thursday. Wayne State up in Moorhead defeated the Dragons 44-17. It was the Augustana Vikings over UMary up in Bismarck, 35-13, and Saginaw Valley State over the Winona State Warriors, 38-14. That game down in Winona. All of the games in the Northern Sun today are scheduled to kick off later on in about 20-ish minutes down at Southwest State University in Marshall. It is the Southwest Minnesota State University Mustangs taking on Minot State. It is a Northern State Battle of South Dakota in Aberdeen, hosting USF. USF with a big win over St. Thomas last week. You've got Bemidji State. They are traveling to Mankato to take on the Mavericks. And then you've got Upper Iowa in Fayette. They are taking on another Concordia, the Golden Bears, out of Concordia, out of St. Paul. And all of, again, those four games out of the Northern Sun, they are scheduled to kick off. The one game at 5 between Minot and Southwest. Other than that, the other three scheduled for a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight. All right, J-Lo, I'm crawling over to you. Time for the hot tag, tagging you in.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tubbs. Welcome to a chaotic and frenetic and frivolous and just fun day of getting on the gridiron.
It's a lot of F-words.
That's right.
That's a lot of F-words in
that's
a short
right.
period of time.
That's right, and that stands for... All it stands for is another Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And let's get it rolling in the Big Ten. We start just down the way, down I-94 a little bit, in an instant update from Camp Randall in Madison. Wisconsin is having a struggle with the Coyotes from South Dakota. That's right. The Coyotes just kicked a field goal, 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Wisconsin is up 17-13. Other scores. It is early in the third quarter out in Washington, out in Seattle. That's right. Big Ten territory. Just got keep saying, keep. It's still weird to say it. Ah, Washington.
You'll get used to it. It'll grow on you.
Yeah.
It'll grow on you.
Washington leading Eastern Michigan 27-6. The Cy-Hawk Trophy up for grabs in Iowa City. Number 21 Iowa leading Iowa State 13-0 early in the third quarter. Midway through the first quarter, Michigan State on the road at Maryland. I'm sorry, it should be in the third quarter now. The timing is wrong on that, but it's in the third quarter. And you have Michigan State leading Maryland 17-14 in College Park in an official conference game. It is Rutgers earlier today. Rutgers defeated Akron 49-17. Number 8 Penn State had to come back to beat Bowling Green. They had a tough time with the Falcons today, 34-27. The Nittany Lions pull it out in the end, get to 2-0.
Didn't Bowling Green have the lead at the half in that game?
They had the lead through the third into the third quarter. They had a control of the game through the first half and into the third quarter, so Penn State finally turned it around. Minnesota, your Golden Gophers, they get off the schneid, get a win. They beat Rhode Island today 48-0 over at Huntington Bank Stadium. Number 3 Texas, number 10 Michigan in the game of the day. Wasn't really a game at all. The Longhorns go into the Big House and shut down the Wolverines 31-12, the final.
McCarthy wouldn't let that happen.
No, he wouldn't. Well, maybe he would.
Maybe he would.
That Texas team is really talented. Number 19, later tonight, it'll be number 19 Kansas on the road in Champaign to take on the fighting Brett Bielema's of Illinois. The intrigue of the night will be in Lincoln. Coach Prime is coming to town, y'all. Colorado and Nebraska, a 6:30 kickoff with a lot of eyeballs on NBC tonight. Number 2, Ohio State, they'll be at home against Western Michigan. Number 7, Oregon, will take on Boise State and Eugene. Number 13, USC, will host Utah State. Last night, Indiana, they just bum-rushed Western Illinois, 77-3 the final there. And Northwestern takes their first loss in their new temporary facility. Duke comes in and wins in double overtime, 26-20. Let's head to the top 25 scoreboard. Right now, in the third quarter, early third, number 11, Utah, leading in their first Big 12 conference game over Baylor, 23-3. Number 22, Louisville, is a 35-14 leader over Jackson State, midway through the third quarter there. It is into the second half, and Notre Dame is having a fight. The number 5 Fighting Irish taking on Northern Illinois, those pesky Huskies from Rockford in Northern Illinois. I have to check that out. Midway through the third quarter, Notre Dame just went ahead. They were down at the half, 14-13. The Irish with the ball and the lead. Number 6, Ole Miss, having no trouble with Middle Tennessee. They lead 31-0 just about a minute and a half before halftime. Number 16, Oklahoma State, was down 14 points to Arkansas twice. They came back to tie it late. They win it in double overtime. Both field goal kickers miss field goals in the first overtime. Oklahoma State scores in the second overtime, shuts Arkansas down with a 4th-and-1 inside the 10. 39-31 the final. The Cowboys stay undefeated on the young season. Number 23, Georgia Tech, after an impressive win over Florida State a couple weeks ago in Ireland, they fall at the Dome. It's not no longer the Carrier Dome. I'm just going to call it the Dome now, to Syracuse. 31-28 the final. Syracuse 2-0 on the season. Number 17, Kansas State, had all they could handle in New Orleans against Tulane. The Wildcats come back from 10 points down. They win 34-27. Number 1, Georgia, easy win over Tennessee Tech today. It's 48-3. Coming up in a little bit at the top of the hour, number 12, Miami, will host Florida A&M. At 6 o'clock, number 9, Missouri, will host Buffalo.
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U, baby. Number 4, Alabama, will be at home against South Florida. Number 18, LSU, will be in Baton Rouge tonight, taking on Nicholls State. The game of the night will be number 14, Tennessee, against number 24, NC State. That is a neutral site game in Charlotte. Number 15, Oklahoma, will be at home against Houston. Number 25, Clemson, will take on Appalachian State. Number 20, Arizona hosts Northern Arizona. And that is it for the top 25 scoreboard. Now we go to the FCS side. We told you about South Dakota giving Wisconsin all they can handle in Madison. North Dakota State came back from their loss last week to Colorado. They are taking it to Tennessee State at the Fargo Dome today, 38-0 late in the third quarter. Coming up later today, it is let's get a couple of closer scores. North Dakota in a very interesting game, a very nice game in the FCS level. They'll take on Montana in Grand Forks. South Dakota State will be at home against Incarnate Word. And then Northern Iowa and St. Thomas later today, or I'm sorry, earlier today, over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium in St. Paul. The Panthers come away with a 17-10 win over the Tommies. So the Tommies fall to 0-2 on the season. Panthers go to 2-0.
And there it is, J-Lo, with the college football final. These are kind of some fun games, right? Because I think you guys were talking, well, you know what, let's take a break, come back. Let's kind of piggyback off of a lot of the thoughts we were having earlier about some of the matchups in college football. Great job by J-Lo. Man, guy's got a ton of, he's got a ton of energy. Like, I'm tired just listening to the guy. Yeah, I am. I'm over here thinking about fat pizza, and he's over there just like rolling through football scores like it's nothing. But I'm going to ask these guys a couple of these.
By the way, I did throw in this nugget a couple times.
It's Maryland.
It's Maryland.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. I think that was when the Gophers lost to Maryland a couple of years ago, and Lake was just so pissed. He's like, oh, come on, you can't. It's Maryland. Like, I love that. So whenever the Gophers do anything with Maryland, I do that just to troll him. And it's not even trolling, but it's like, it's such a good soundbite. It's such a good soundbite. Hey, we come back. I want to ask these guys a couple of these, about a couple of these matchups that we're seeing here. Early season of FCS, FBS football. This is Sports Saturday. Chris Stubbs in for Steve Thompson, along with J-Lo and Josh Wheeler here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I got a prescription. Got a fever. The only prescription is more J-Lo. More J-Lo.
I don't know
the world needs more
if this
J-Lo.
Is what you really understand and if what you really want is more J-Lo. I don't know if you really want that.
It's like, oh, my God.
All right, let's put a wrap on this. I
got a fever. The only prescription is more J-Lo.
There's way too many Christopher Walkins in the CCS
studio. Well, and none of them are good. That's the thing.
No.
You know what else has not been good? Is our local nine. I know that J-Lo, I know that you're a can't. By the way, I loved your answer to H. Lake last night because you're from Kansas City, you're a Royal guy. And he's asking you, he's like, are you going to root for the Twins? J-Lo's like, no. He's like, you want the long answer? Hell no. So good night for J-Lo, not a good night for the Minnesota Twins. At 5:30, we're going to have pregame, game number two of that series, the Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Still in a dogfight for the second and third wild card. Division may or may not be in play. I'd say probably not for either one of those teams.
So real quick, the Guardians are out west. They're in L.A. taking on the Dodgers. And you think, okay, you're taking on the Dodgers at home. This could be a big help for the teams that are trailing. Cleveland won last night.
Yeah.
So now that takes away one of those helping steps that could get you closer.
The margin of error for both these teams is very small to win the division. I think you almost focus your attention on the wild card if you're both these teams. Make sure that you solidify your spot in the wild card.
And there was an interesting point brought up, and I always say the word interesting. I need to find another word. Intriguing point.
Fascinating?
Fascinating point brought up, yes, on the broadcast. Do you try to avoid getting that first wild card spot and possibly facing the Yankees or the Orioles?
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Or I should say the second. Well, yeah, the second wild card spot, because the first wild card spot will be the Yankees or the Orioles.
Yeah, first one's going to be the whoever doesn't win the American League East. You know, that's something I might ask Bobby Nightingale Jr. when I have him on in about 10 minutes, because we're going to talk some Twins leading up to the pregame at 5:30. I feel like if you get too cute, you could play yourself right out of the postseason, and next thing you know, here comes Boston. Here comes Seattle. Hell, it might even be the Tigers. Who knows? You can't get too cute if you're either one of these teams. I mean, just you got to make the playoffs, right? That's priority number one. Worry about seeding later. So that's what I got to say about that. What did Bobby Nightingale have to say? How ugly was last night? How bad was it? And how can the Twins avoid these offensive lulls? We need Correa. We need Byron. We need Louie in the bullpen. That's next on CCO. He's CCO.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.